It is a joyous, celebratory time of year as a Jewish person. And those of you that aren't Jewish but know Yeshua, this should be a celebratory time of year for you too. We are in the midst of the holy appointed days of the Lord that take place during the fall. These three holy times make up or are composed of Rosh Hashanah, also known as the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, or Sukkot, which is referred to in English as the Feast of Tabernacles. This is, beloved, a truly special time of year. These holy days remind us of the great themes of salvation. So, for example, the first of these holy days, Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, reminds us of the Lord's return. In Judaism, Rosh Hashanah is also celebrated as the Jewish New Year, because according to our sages, the Lord created the world on Rosh Hashanah. But when we look at the biblical text, we find that on this day that Jewish people refer to as Rosh Hashanah, Israel was to blow a shofar as a reminder. And so we ask ourselves, what did the blowing of the shofar remind the Israelites of? Well, the thing that it should remind us of, first of all, is that in the Hebrew Scriptures, God broke into the world through a cosmic shofar that blew from heaven, and the shofar that sounded from heaven kept on getting louder and louder and louder until it reached a crescendo in volume, and as that trumpet exploded in volume, the Lord spoke in thunder, with His voice was like thunder. And in the midst of that, beloved children of God, He gave Israel the Ten Commandments. The point is, when God revealed Himself to millions of Jewish souls that were standing at the base of Mount Sinai, that encounter began with the blowing of a shofar from heaven. So when we're reminded each year of that experience, when we blow the shofar in the synagogues all over the world on Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, each year, we should be reminded that once again, the Creator is going to break into the world with the blast of the blowing of the trumpet, and Yeshua is going to descend and rapture His people. The Scripture says that Yeshua will descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the angels and the trump of God. Yeshua is coming back for you. I want you to put your hand over your heart with me and say this: Jesus is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back for you and for me. God bless you. This is Rabbi Schneider saying, I love you. Most importantly, He loves you. He's getting ready to come back to meet you in person, face to face. Let's make sure that we're living our lives every day preparing for this event that is not going to escape any of us.